Fans of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast, this is one episode you don't want to miss. Because this week, Javi does an impression and I sing. Javi, we're almost there. This is the last round of the regular season. It's pretty exciting. What do you have to say?
Well, hello, everybody, first of all. And yeah, it's exciting. We have a new game coming up. We'll talk about it later. And there's a lot of things can happen. No team has a guaranteed spot in the playoffs. So we'll see. It's going to be a very exciting run.
But first off, no Vasiliki this week. It's just the two of us. You know what that means?
Yeah, we're going back to the original lineup, right?
It means just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. You and I.
Jesus. All right, well, good to hear. I mean, I didn't know you could sing so badly.
Well, now you know, yeah. My wife knows that also, so yeah.
All right, well, so should we start by talking about who won the private league?
Yeah, we got to. We have to salute some people.
It's Vasiliki's duty, and of course, since Vasiliki is not around, we have two Greek winners, but I think I'll be okay. Georgios Brontsakis won round 36 with a whooping score of 263.6 points, which is a lot. And then Dimitris Georgoussis won round 37 with 202.35. So
those are incredibly impressive scores. I mean, 263, no matter what, any week is incredible.
263 is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, no matter what. Round 37, there were a lot of stinkers out there. So, to go over 200, wow. So, yeah, salute both of them.
And my best team had 85 points. So, can you imagine? I had everybody that underperformed. I had, so, Sasha. Yeah,
I hear you. So, those guys are winners. But let's talk about our winners for the week.
Yeah, and I have a clear winner. And there's no MVP of April. But if it were to be chosen, I think Jan Montero of Valencia Basket would be a very good choice. He had a fantastic double round, 31 PAR and 30 PAR, giving fantasy points to those people who believe in him, gain over one credit in this week. And yeah, he's leading Valencia Basket to very good wins. Valencia is second overall. It even has a chance to finish atop the regular season standings if they win and Olympiacos loses against Milan. So we'll see. Yeah, Montero is clearly on the way up. He also had a great game in the Spanish league against Unicaja. So yeah, very solid choice right now.
So my winner is a little bit different. He's certainly not on the way up at age 38 years old, but he has one of my favorite nicknames in the EuroLeague, Roddy Buckets. And in a game that did not matter at all for Efes, really, he showed the heart of the champion. He played 21 minutes at a PR of 21, 18 points, 3 or 4 3-point shooting, 5 boards, 3 assists. And he led his team to a defining win for the playoff standings. Efes didn't need the win, but it really, really hurt Dubai. Again, that's what you want from great players. That no matter what they play, they honor the competition. So he is my winner for at age 38 coming out doing that, winning the game, leaving his mark. And I don't know how much more we'll see of Roddy Buckets in the EuroLeague, but this was a great performance from him.
Yeah, they call him Roddy Buckets, but he's an amazing defender. He's one of the best shot-blocking guards I've seen in EuroLeague history. Of course, the best one should be Dimitris Diamantidis. But yeah, I mean, he keeps blocking shot at 8.38 and being a guard, it's amazing. I love Roddy Buckets.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious to see where you're going here with your losers.
Well, it's always tough to pick a loser first, but I'm going with Jared Butler of Crvena Zvezda Meridian Bet Belgrade. He's been up and down lately, and he can combine a really good game with a negative score. So, yeah, I'm going with Butler.
But last week, he had one bad game and had a really strong game against Asvel. So it was an odd pick.
Yeah, exactly. He should belong more to question marks, but playing against Madrid, I wouldn't recommend him, really. We'll see what happens. But in general, probably it's my fault that every time I pick Jared Butler, I get the worst side of it. And every time he's out there available, he puts a PR of 30. So probably that's it. That's why I chose him.
So I changed the rules here a little bit for my losers, and I went with teams. It's Maccabi and it's Dubai. Those two teams went into last week thinking they're right there. They're going to be in the play-in. They're red hot. And they both started perfect, right? Maccabi was up 15 in the second quarter at Baskonia. You think they're gonna tear this game? They're gonna get there. Dubai won in Kaunas. They beat Žalgiris in Kaunas, and then Dubai they lost to Efes, and Maccabi lost that game to Baskonia, got crushed in Paris, then lost the Derby. They're both well. They're not both out. Maccabi is out. Maccabi's already been eliminated. Dubai doesn't hold its own fate. It could still get in there, but it needs a lot of help. So those are my losers. Teams that I don't know if mathematically controlled their own destiny. They might have. They're certainly right there, and they kind of gave it up.
Yeah, I was working on possibilities until 2 in the morning. I have the whole bracket in my head, I guess. Dubai only gets in if they beat Valencia and Barca loses against Bayern. In that
Right.
case, they would be 10th. They cannot go higher than 10th. And the fact that Maccabi lost against Hapoel, allows them to have a little bit more chance. But if Valencia wins or Barca wins, that's it.
Correct. Yeah. All right. A lot of question marks also this week. Why don't you give us yours?
I have a question mark that is related to the Alphonso Ford top scoring trophy. And let me explain myself. Sasha Vezenkov leads 19.4 points per game. Behind him are Nadir Ify and Kendrick Nunn, who is my question mark, 19.0 points per game. But Sasha plays on Thursday, and then Nunn and Ify play Friday. What means that Nunn will know exactly, because Nunn also plays a little bit. I think that there's a half an hour delay between Ify's tip-off and Nunn's tip-off. So when Panathinaikos plays Efes, Nunn will have a clear idea of how many points he needs to win the trophy, which could be a lot, depending on what Sasha does on Thursday. So it's going to be interesting to find out, right? I mean, it's a very close top scoring race between three players, Ify and two players from Panathinaikos and Olympiakos. I'm sure that Olympiakos fans wouldn't like to see Nan over Vezenkov and the other way around. So maybe Nan can give up. Maybe Efes will compete, and it's not that easy to go to a super high score. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. This is one of the highlights of the week for me. We'll talk about it later also.
Right, I know you want to talk about that a little bit, so I will leave my stats about that I prepared to the side for now. I would just say my question marks are just how all the games are going to play out. So many games will trigger something else. It's really hard to make picks for any turn two at this point. Not any, but so many that the games could be meaningless, could mean more. Are resting players or not resting players? Who's going to make it? I mean, we know more or less who's going to be in big picture spots, but from 1 to 10, there's a lot still up for grabs. So there's a lot to watch, and as a for fantasy coming into this last round, it really creates a lot of headaches. I'd like to load my team more with turn one because of that, teams that still know what they have to play for, but very, very tricky. Very, very tricky.
The good thing is that 8 out of 10 games, we have at least one team fighting for important stuff. The most important game, the critical game for me, is Real Madrid against Vesda, but we'll talk about it later.
We will. All right. So I know you wanted to talk about the Ford Trophy battle.
Yeah, but it looks like you did the math, so please go ahead.
So le I did this on a baseline. Let's say that Sasha matches his average, or we'll go 20 points for a perfectly round number. If he scores 20, then Hiffy needs 35 to catch him, and Nunn needs 34 to catch him, which are both doable, but if you look at the amount of points that their respective opponents have given up, Sasha's actually playing against the defense that gives up the most points. So it will be not that 34 is not possible for a guy like Nunn, for a guy or 35 for a guy like Kiffy, but the defenses are not going to be giving them those points. So it's I think Sasha will win. You wanted me to predict who I think it'll be? I predict it'll be Sasha just because of that. But again, 35 is doable, and that's only assuming that Sasha gets 20. If Sasha has a poor game, if he gets 10, if he gets rested, then it opens up the door even more for those guys. So yeah, it'll
Yeah,
be
well,
exciting.
it's going to be exciting, but I wouldn't underestimate Kendrick Nunn at all. He can have a monster performance. And also Ify, I mean, Paris is eliminated. Maybe they can dedicate the game to make him be the top scorer of the league and get an individual award that is important for the club also.
I mean,
Who knows?
there's a reason that this is about, these are the three candidates for top scorer. They can all score. There's no question about they can all score. So yeah, and other news that we need to talk about a little bit, a change of coaches at Dubai, and how does that affect things?
Well, it shouldn't. We have Aleksandar Sekulic stepping in. He coached the Slovenian national team in the Olympics. I think they're going to have the same rotation, right? There's no time to change. It's only one game, maybe more if well, if they win and Barca loses. But I don't think there's time to change anything. I think that he's going to go with the same rotation that Coach Golematch had.
I expect so. There's only so much you can do. There's always a little bit of a bump there from when a new coach comes in, but how much can you change? X's and
Maybe
O's, not much.
the player he trusts because he coached in the past is Clemen Prepelic. Maybe we'll see Prepelic a little bit more on the court, but that should be it, right?
And even how much more can, you know, can I don't think it'll affect the guys at all. But I would say everyone keep an eye. We're recording here on Monday morning. They have a ABA league game tonight. Just have a look and see if anything looks funny or you get any tips there. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the scoring race is tight, the rebounder race to be the first at the end of the regular season is even tighter. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. I right now it's Jalen Hoard leading Milutinov by a fraction. I don't even want to begin to predict that. It's so close, and it's going to come down probably to who plays more minutes. Which coaches are aware of how important that is to their players and give it to them? What bonuses maybe do the players have for it? But it's really close. So
Yeah, for the record, there are four players who can win it: Juancho Hernangómez, Edi Tavares, Jalen Horn, and Nikola Milutinov. Any of them can be the top rebounder of the regular season. There's no prize, there's no award for that, but I guess there's a little bit of bragging rights there, right?
yeah, 100%. And with the end of, you know, the games on Friday, we don't just won't just know the identity of the top scorer and the top rebounder and all the other stats. We will also close the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge phase. The regular season ends and we begin a new phase with all the postseason from the play-in showdown until to the Final Four to the championship games. So everything starts over. You have to create new teams. You get 100 credits, just like at the beginning of the season. The players' prices will be updated, so you won't have to pay 20 plus for guys like Vezenkov. Everyone will have new prices. But yeah, we're starting from scratch. It's a brand new competition, and there's big prizes, right, Coffee?
And you can create new teams with new names. You don't have to stick to the names that you had in the regular season. So be creative, please. It's a lot of fun.
That's right. I want to see if we can come up with a prize for the most creative name in our private league. We'll, of course, have a private league for the postseason. And I have to say that you get extra bonus points if the name Frankie is in it.
Always. I think the only team with Frankie in the name was your Frankie's Hardwood Hero. So yeah, we encourage you to have more of it.
I look forward to the Frankie Goes to Hollywood team as well. Let's
Yeah.
talk about next week's games, this week's games. All right, Javi, you already said that for you, the key to everything is the Zvezda Madrid game. Lots of outcomes, but tell us from a fantasy perspective, what other games are really important?
Well, let's begin with Dubai Valencia. Like I said, Dubai can qualify if they win. They're absolutely eliminated if they don't. Valencia could be even first if they win this game, if Olympiacos loses, but they can go down to fourth, depending on other results, especially if they have anyway, two-way ties with Hapoel Tel Aviv because they lost the average against Hapoel. So yeah, like I said, Montero is on fire. Nate Rubers has been playing well. Cameron Taylor is to trust. But okay, we had an unexpected situation with Zanon Musa. I thought that he was like unstoppable in Bosnia and Herzegovina, but he had a so-so game the other day. So I don't know what to think. The game is going to be played in Senica, not in Sarajevo. So we'll see. I'm also looking forward to see Cabangele, for instance, against Nils Ako. It's going to be a very exciting game. But there's more. There's more. And what do you think, for instance, let's say Žalgiris against Paris with Sylvain Francisco playing against his former team?
I think the Jaguars should win that one pretty easily. In fact, you'll see I made that prediction on my team later on. Francisco, an MVP candidate. This is not a game that they can afford to lose. They've got a chance to finish top four in certain scenarios. So they are the better team. They're playing at home. That's what I expect.
Both Žalgiris and Fenerbahce lock a playoff spot if they win. And they could even have the home court advantage depending on other results. So it's very important for Žalgiris to beat Paris and for Fenerbahce to beat as well. So we'll see. I mean, pressure is on. And these two teams, Paris and Asvel, are playing better lately, which is, like you said, it honors the competition a lot. Seeing eliminated team playing so well, I think it's very good for the league.
But as I said before, with Riley Buckets, the great thing is to see that the teams that don't have so much to play for come out there, give 100%. So I know we can expect that from Paris. A lot of teams hungry, going, they want to finish down on the right foot. So I think that we'll see some great basketball on Thursday and Friday, and there will be upsets that we don't see coming. That's what makes this great.
Also, there's Svetislav Spešić, last EuroLeague game in his career. He's retiring at the end of the season, and he's going to play against Barca in Palau Blaugrana. He led Barca to a 2003 EuroLeague title, and he could spoil the party for Barca because if Barca loses and Dubai wins, Barca is out of the play-in. So we'll see.
Correct. Pesic among a very small group of guys to have won the EuroLeague as a player and a coach. So hats off to him also.
You know how many people are in this club?
I believe, is it three?
It's four. It's Armen Akalacacan, Lolo Sainz, Svetislav Pešić, and most recently, Šarūnas Jasikevičius.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. I remember that Pesic was the second one to do it, and I knew that Sharis, I couldn't remember the third. But yes,
Well,
it's great to listen.
can I tell a story, like a quick one?
Sure, yes.
The first week I was in the EuroLeague, it was 2003, Spešić came to the office. He had a good friendship with Vladimir Stankovic, and he introduced me like, "Wow, this is a new basketball expert." And he said to me, "Spešić, well, if you are a basketball expert, you should know that I'm the only person who won the EuroLeague as player and coach." And I said, "Not really, you're the third." And he got really pissed off with me. He's like, "No, Spešić numero uno." And then I saw him like a month later, and he apologized. He's like, "Oh, you were right." And I was like, "Oh, thank God," because I mean, me new in the league, 1 week working in the office, and then the best coach in Europe contradicts you. I'm like, ugh. But
But you got it
anyway,
right. You got it right.
I got it right. I got it right.
Listen, last week the question came up. I was asked in my favorite segment that we all know about. I was asked, will Kendrick Nunn be this season's MVP? And I said no. And 2 games later, I think everyone knows I was right.
Yeah,
He
you're
won't be the
right.
MVP. He should not be the MVP. This is again not about talent, but they lost the game. They could have won. They've fallen back. I want to ask everybody. Who do you think should be the MVP? Let us know. Put it in the comments. I want Javi, you to tell me who you think should be the MVP, and then I will tell you who I think should be the MVP.
Mr. Sasha Bezenkov, that's my choice. He leads the league in PAR. He's been unstoppable. His team is first. Everything clicks for Sasha. He can be the first player to win the MVP twice since Anthony Parker. So it's been 20 years.
What if I told you that there was a team that had a better record than Olympiacos?
I know where you're going. Which is Hapoel with Elijah Bryant, right?
That's right. They have a better winning percentage than Olympiacos. They have a better winning percentage than Olympiacos with or without Sasha. Sasha missed 3 games. Olympiacos went 2-1 in those games. Apoel went 0-4 without Elijah Bryant. By the way, without none, Panathinaikos went 3-4. So for the Panathinaikos fans, I went in there. The other person who I would consider, honestly, look, Vezenkov's incredible season. We love him. He's a friend of the podcast. But he's got one of the best centers playing alongside another true superstar. It's a loaded team. When you look at Apoel, when you look at Žalgiris, it's got Francisco and Brian are really carrying the team. They are the clear stars. Francisco hasn't missed the game at all. So I don't know if I should give, you got to give him credit for playing every single game. But for me, it's been Elijah Bryant. They could still finish top four. It's a 38 game regular season, so we can't vote just yet. But for 37, with a chance to finish top four, for me, it's Elijah Bryant. You can see how important he is to that team with them going 0-4 without him.
I have to say one thing that is important. If Panathinaikos makes it to the playoffs, it's going to be without the home court advantage, right? So if Panathinaikos goes to the Final Four, they win a playoff without the home court advantage. I'm sure Kendrick Nunn will play great. He could be playoffs MVP. It's nothing to do, no disrespect to Kendrick Nunn.
You're
He can be.
saying this because we just went through a thing on social media where everyone said, Frankie, he's a dope. He's an idiot. He doesn't know anything because he picked against Kendrick Nunn, and you don't want people to say Javi's a dope. That's why you're saying that.
Not really. I really believe it. I mean,
Of
Kendrick Nunn
course he could.
is
Kendrick Nunn,
top class yearling material.
he was the MVP last season. He's one of the most talented players in the league. Of course, if they get hot, he could be the MVP of anything. He was the MVP of the EuroLeague. It's not, there's no diss here on Kendrick Nunn at all. It's a matter of what who's carried their team to be a contender and what have they done? Panathinaikos has not met the expectations. You can't find me a Panathinaikos player who came in and said, "Our goal this season was in round 38 to be hoping not to be in the play-in." So it's been a disappointing season. You can't compare their season to these other teams. Žalgiris and Hapoel have outperformed them with two players who we didn't expect it. So
Yeah, and
for me,
Valencia.
that's the case. And Valencia, but Valencia, because of the way they play with so many almost hockey style rotations, it's hard to really give one player. You can save Montero, but they haven't. No one player's had quite the impact that Francisco and Brian had. That's
Okay.
my
Can I ask another question
yes.
that is not in the script? Who should be the best coach then? Because to me, it's clearly Pedro Martinez. I mean,
100%,
hands
100%,
down.
100%. When you have a team that's in the top three or four and they don't have an MVP candidate, you have to credit the coach. 100% Pedro Martinez. I agree with that.
All right.
So what I want to win though is a pack of EuroLeague Panini basketball cards, and I'm super excited about it. I've been entering the contest all week. You can see here the QR code for you to scan it in. I've got over 107 entries. The problem is that you guys keep scanning and there's like 5,000 people trying to win it, which lessens my chance. The good news is that I know that Javi has a pack now, and hopefully he'll save some for me. So everyone, scan the code, enter the contest, try to win. They're great, and now Javi's going to show us just how great they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say that there are 12 cards per pack and 4 packs per box, and every box is guaranteed to have two autographs because I got it right last time. I'm gonna get it wrong. And are you eligible to do this anyway? Because if not, then I can talk to the Panini guys. Maybe they can give you something.
Oh, there you go. Talk to the Panini guys. Get me some.
But right now I'm gonna give you half of them. Do you wanna go first? I will go one you, one me, or the other way around? What should I go first?
Age before beauty. You go first.
Ah, you're impossible. Okay, so I got Matt Costello.
Nice.
Yeah, you got wow, this is great. Franciscos Albertis.
Yeah, Frankie. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. I got Edgar Aslanovas. Oh, you're getting all the good ones. Here, see who's here. Juan Carlos Navarro.
Oh, I'm getting the legends now.
Yeah, I'm getting Milu, Nikola Milutinov.
Okay. Solid, solid.
You got Ulanovas is repeated for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So we got both. I got a very special one of Vasilis Panoulis.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, you have here also one very special one. This is limited though, of Sylvain Francisco.
Nice. There you go. He must know that this is my MVP shortlist.
Yep, I got THT.
Well, that's a cool one.
You got TLC.
Nice, nice.
And finally, oh man, I got Gigi Datome. This is one of my favorites.
They're another legend.
Yeah. And finally, you got he played really well last night, Chris Jones.
Yes, Chris Jones had his first early double double last night.
So
Yeah.
that's it. Yeah. I think you got, in general, you got better cards than me.
I think so. I think so. I got lucky here.
I'll give it to you when I see you. But yeah, count on
Can't
them.
wait. But yeah, so guys, the great cards out there. Everyone scan and try and win. And you know what you can do with cards? You can trade them. You know what else you can trade?
Players and
Your
coaches.
players and coaches. So yeah, let's have a look at what our teams look like this week. I guess I'm supposed to go first, right?
Yes, please.
All right, so I've really changed things up a lot. This is not my strategy, but we kind of hit the last round, so I've gone with a very what they call stars and scrubs type of lineup. I've got some real heavy talent, and then some cheap guys that I hope to hit. I've gone heavy also on turn one, as I said before. So I've got Vezenkov as my captain. I've got Jalen Horde. I've got at center Hankins. I got Frisch at forward, and I've got Yantunin. So I got four forwards going on turn one, and no guards, which was not our plan. But then I've got on my bench, I've got Hiffy. I've got well, I have Bryant who's starting, and he's my turn two captain if Sasha lets down. I've got Hiffy, I've got Camigella. So I really have I need one of my weaker players. If it's Brazuela, if it's Frisch, if it's Hankins, who's played a lot more minutes for Maccabi, which is why it's for 5 credits, I'm throwing a dart there. Knowing I've got Camigella on the bench, I need one of those guys to give me a good starters type of production, and then one of my and all of my starters, all my stars, all of my 15 credit or so guys to really produce, and I should be able to have a good week. But
Yeah, I
it's
mean
tricky. It's a tricky one.
the two players, the two cheap players that you have, Frisch and Hankins. I think one of them will play well. Frisch played really well in round 36, for instance. So yeah, I think you should be safe. And
I hope so.
I like Masiulis a lot as head coach, I have to say.
Oh, well, that's the next segment,
Yeah. I mean,
Javi.
I got for a cheaper coach because I really wanted to afford Kendrick Nunn. So we can see my team if you want.
Let's see your team, yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, my first priority was getting Kendrick Nunn, no matter what, because of this scoring title thing. He hasn't been playing well, but I think he's going to have a monster game. I got Kabarrius Hayes also to replace McCormack just to go cheap and try to afford Nunn. I got Jordan Lloyd, who has been amazing in the last 5 or 6 weeks. He's finally found his rhythm, and he's the Jordan Lloyd that we all know, that he's a super scorer who can do many things on the court. And yeah, I got Xavi Pascual because Barca needs to win to go to the play-in, and they play at home. So I think I should be safe. What do I have in general? Turn one, I have Frisch also with Bezenkov, who is, of course, my captain. Kabengele, Kendrick Nunn, or Kobbo are in turn two, but I am starting them. And also in turn two, I have Cavaliere, my favorite fantasy player. Jordan Lloyd, Zygmunt Hasler, Kabarrius Hayes. And of course, Janne Musa, who plays also in Bosnia. I mean, okay, he didn't play well the last home game. Well, home for him is home.
Right.
But I think against Valencia, with kind of the 10th place on the line, Musa will play well again.
On your team, who makes you the most nervous?
Musa.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. So now let's get to the coaches segment. So I'm going with Masluis. I think the Jaguars has to win this game. They've played so well all season. It's a home game. They're going to get the push. And while Paris should play great and should be a high scoring game, I think that Jaguars is going to want it more. So I went with him. That's how we're talking before. That's how comfortable I am with Jaguars. But you've gone a different way. And I have to say, are you not afraid of the storybook ending for Pesic, his last game in Barcelona? He upsets the team.
Yeah, that's a good storyline, right? And this is finally early game, and I'm sure that he wants to win. Barcelona is home. He has a house there. He loves to live in Barcelona. But still, I'm going with Xavi Pascual because I really think Barca is the better team, and they play at home, and they need to go to the play-in. Otherwise, the season is over for them. And yeah, I'm going with Xavi. They could be even seven. They could play the seventh place game in some scenarios, but the most likely scenario is that they'll be 10th. But we'll see. Depends on other scores. So, Xavi, yeah.
The thing is, I'm confident of it. There will be upsets this week,
Oh,
so
yeah.
I hope for your sake that you are not on the wrong side of that one. But somebody will probably go for a coach if they see as a slam dunk, and there will be an upset. It's going to be a great week.
Yeah, like you did with Katash last week.
I did not see that coming. That
I
I
did, I
got,
did. I remember I called it. It's like, I
yep,
don't trust Maccabi.
I got blindsided. But you didn't feel that when they were up 15 in the second quarter at Baskonia. Something just went wrong there, and
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. But Baskonia is a very up and down game. They play run and gun basketball. It can happen.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what we're up to now, Javi? This what puts part of the show?
I think it's your favorite part of the show.
It's my
Get
favorite part of the show.
feature, get rewarded.
Not bad. Not a bad impression. Not bad. Because people don't know that's Javi's impression of Vasiliki. You should
Yeah,
have got.
I was trying for Vasiliki to send me a text, but she didn't. So with let's say an audio voicemail, so I could put it on the phone, but I mean on the microphone, but it didn't happen. So I
The
have
impression would
to.
have been better if you had your Vasiliki wig on.
Yeah.
All
No,
right.
no wigs. I mean, impression is already humiliating. There's no dot wigs because I mean, no.
You go first here. All right, I'll ask
Okay.
you first. The question is, who do you think was the underdog in this year's EuroLeague season? That comes from Emilio Lovati.
Well, probably Valencia Basket. Nobody expected them to be second. I predicted them to be eighth at the beginning of the season, and people thought I was crazy. So imagine now they're second, and they could be first. So hats off to Pedro Martinez, his coaching staff, the whole team. They've been amazing. Roig Arena is a beautiful place to play basketball. I mean, everything works for Valencia right now. They are the most, I think, the coolest team in the league, right?
Maybe I think like you could put Žalgiris in that same group, right? They had a coach, a brand new head coach. Right, he'd been Charis's assistant, Mersulis. I don't know that anybody saw them fighting for possibly if home court advantage in the playoffs. So I put them also in that group.
I have to
Two.
say that if Marsilis wins the EuroLeague, he's going to be probably the first one to win it as player, coach, and assistant coach. And in the last two that he won as player and assistant coach, there's a picture of him naked, like covering his, well, with a trophy.
I'm sure he's thrilled that you told everybody about
The picture is out there. You can see it. And I'm sure that if he wins a head coach, he'll do it again.
All right. Mine is the questions for me is from Marios Rusanellis. Hey, Marios. All right. He says his take is Coach Martinez, Pedro Martinez, must coach Panathinaikos next season. No. No, not really. First of all, I don't even know his contract status, and I don't know that I want to be the one who's going to say that Atabar won't be at Panathinaikos next year. Who knows? But I don't know that the style that has gone so well is the style. This whole having a deep team and switching guys and everyone kind of has equal roles. I don't know. Panathinaikos, I think they want superstars. I think they want guys who are going to carry the team. I don't know that you're going to have a bunch of really good players. The fans want that. The owner is going to want that. That's not really the look. So I don't know if his coaching style, although it's a great style, it's a winning style. I don't know if that fits at Panathinaikos. What do you think?
I have some first-time information because we did a EuroLeague and Friends Made in Spain podcast with Pedro Martinez at Roche Arena, over 500,000 views. It's crazy. It's amazing. And he told us that he was really, really, really happy in Valencia and that he plans to be there for a long time. So I'd be surprised if he, not only if he joins Panathinaikos, if he leaves Valencia.
Yeah, so again, I don't agree with that take. It's unlikely, but we will see. But if you have great takes that you want to share or you want to hear my takes, this is the time. Scan the QR code, send us questions, bold predictions, EuroLeague stories, strategies, whatever you want. I'm not afraid of any of your takes. I will take them all on and I will say the most bombastic things that I can say. Javi sometimes will also. So please join us. This is my favorite part. I love to be challenged and, it's all in good fun. And that's it. Now we're it's the ne
Yeah,
the
well,
next time
there.
you see us, we will be all dressed up for the playoffs.
And with new teams, with new names, and with a new competition coming up.
That's right. And with Vasiliki back.
Yep, absolutely.
So make sure spend the time this weekend after the season ends Friday. Make sure already you get out there on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Get your new teams out there. It's the play-in actions, the play-in shows coming up quick, so you want to be ready for it. It's going to be great. Win a trip to the Final Four. What more could you want? And as always, interact with us on social media or on YouTube page. We're always there answering questions. Like the podcast, share the podcast, tell your friends about the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. We love doing the podcast for you, so. Interact with us and we'll see you here next Monday.
See ya.